Hello everyone, this is Dina from the Roy Blue Candle. I hope all is well. Today's topic is going to be on flight of ideas versus fight or flight of responses. So does anybody know what is the difference between them two? If you don't, let's talk about it. So the terms fight and flight are often used in a context of fight or flight response, which is a physiological reactions that occur in response to perceived harmful event, attack, or threats to survival. However, in the realm of psychology and mental health, the concept of flight of ideas typically refers to the symptom seen in a certain mental health conditions, particularly in a manic episode associated with bipolar. So, flight of ideas, the definition of that is a rapid shifting of thoughts with only superficial associative connections between them. It often characterized by a person rapidly transitioning from one idea to another, with the ideas usually having some loose connection but not following a logical progression. And the presentation is, people experiencing the flight of ideas may speak quickly, jump from topic to topic, and having difficulty maintaining a coherent train of thought. Their speech may be pressured and difficult to follow. The associated conditions, the flight of ideas, is commonly seen in manic episode of bipolar disorder, but can also occur in other conditions like schizophrenia, schizoaffective disorder, and sometimes in a state of extremely anxiety. And the treatment for that is, for the flight of ideas, is typically involves addressing the underlying condition, like with mood stabilizers and other medication for bipolar disorder, as well as psychotherapy to help manage the symptoms. Now, that is the flight of ideas, right? So now we're going to talk about the fight or flight responses. And the definition for that is, it's a physiological reaction that occurs in response to perceived threat or danger, preparing the body to either confront the threat, which is the fight, or escape from it, which is the flight. The physiological changes is when the fight or flight response is triggered. The body releases the stress hormones like the adrenaline and the cortisol, which lead to various changes like increased heart rate, heightened alertness, dilated pupils, and increased blood flow to the muscle. The evolutionary purpose of that is this response evolved to help the organism survive dangerous situation by preparing them to either face the threat head on or flee to safety. And the modern implications, while the fight or flight response was crucial for survival in ancient times, in also modern time, the same responses can be triggered by non-life-threatening situation, leading to chronic stress and associated with health problems. So, the overall summary of that is, the flight of ideas refer to a symptoms of certain mental health conditions involving rapid and disconnected thoughts, while the fight or flight response is a natural physiological reaction to perceived threats that prepares the body to either confront or flee from danger. So there you have it. So now you know the difference between them two. Thank you so much for tuning in. You all take care, be safe, and God bless.